since last year, last night. So he's not going to play on the second night of a back-to-back. And it may be getting a little silly with the UCF football team. They've already announced today they're unveiling a national championship banner. They're giving all their coaching staffs raises. Now they're going to hold a national title parade for one they didn't win.
Mike Golic here. Coming up Thursday, the coaching carousel spins on throughout the NFL. The latest when Adam Schefter stops by. Plus, do not miss when Stu Gotts joins us. Golic and Wingo, Thursday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
AutoZone presents Bumps in the Road. Worn shocks and struts can turn simple bumps into a dangerous problem. And if your car nosedives when you stop, you might need new shocks or struts. And right now, when you buy one Gabriel Ultra Strut, you get the second for half price. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Discounted product must be of equal or lesser value. Sales tax not included. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
I'm John Shriffin with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Black Monday lived up to its name. Head coaches Jim Caldwell fired by the Lions and John Fox fired by the Bears, while Bruce Arians resigned in Arizona. Longtime Packers general manager Ted Thompson will also be reassigned by the team. Marvin Lewis is still the Bengals head coach and said Monday there's no timetable on when an announcement will be made on his future in Cincinnati. So who are the hot candidates for the now six open head coaching positions? Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks has been contacted by five of those teams. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is drawing interest from the Bears, Colts, and Giants, while the Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur has been contacted by the Bears, Lions, and Cardinals. Bills head coach Sean McDermott says running back LeSean McCoy, who was carted off with an ankle injury last Sunday, has a chance to play in this Sunday's playoff game in Jacksonville. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
5:05, welcome back. Welcome to hour number two of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann. We'll get you up until 7 o'clock tonight here on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency, 106.3 FM for those of you listening to us in Iowa City and points south, and 107.5 FM, Cedar Rapids and points north. Plenty more to get to tonight, including your chance to take home some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders on Saturday. They're hosting the Youngstown Phantoms for Star Wars Night. One of the worst jokes I think I've heard in the last 48 hours. What is the temperature inside a Tauntaun? Lukewarm.
Okay, I get the punchline, but I don't know what a tauntaun is.
It's a creature that Luke had to hole up inside in one of the Star Wars movies. It's all very complicated. It's part of the canon, if you will. 319-366-1600. You notice Central Florida isn't handing out rings to its players. The coaches are getting treated as if they won a national championship. But the players, in keeping with tradition, are getting absolutely jack when it comes to celebrating the mythical national championship. More on that to come, I'm sure, including during the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. Joining us now, talking a little Hawkeye hoops with us, it's Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com. And Scott, Iowa off to an 0-3 start in Big Ten play, and things are not looking very good for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. Is there any hope for a turnaround on the horizon?
To be honest, I don't think so. I think this is I think they're in a tough spot. They're making kind of the same mistakes they'd made a month ago or so. I mean, they had a nice little 5-game win streak. I'm not saying they can't win games, but I think at this point, I just don't see this team getting to, say, 9-9 in the Big Ten and challenging for the NCAA tournament. I think they're capable of beating a few teams here and there, but I just don't think that they're capable of mounting a charge like last year when they struggled. It just looks to me like this is a team that's probably going to cap out right around, say, 6-12 or 5-13 in the Big Ten. And, you know, that doesn't offer up much hope, but I'm just not seeing anything right now that suggests that they are capable of doing anything more than that.
Along those same lines, is the defense on this team unfixable at this point, at least moving forward this year?
I think it's, you know, I think that it can get better, and I think they can do a better job. I mean, some of the, you know, not all the issues, some of it's personnel based, and I think they may struggle there. You know, on ball defense, I don't know that they have an on ball defender that can stop dribble drive penetration on a routine basis. You know, their zone may be able to mac it, you know, to be able to shield it a little bit, but, you know, the way that they don't rotate, the way that they, you know, struggle to stop somebody driving inside, I think that could get better. You know, but right now they're last in the Big Ten in defense, scoring defense, and it's just probably going to get worse because they're playing better opponents. So, you know, so yeah, while I think it can get better, I don't think it'll get to a point where it's good this year, and that's probably unfortunate, but truthful.
Scott Docterman joining us from thelandof10.com. At what point do we see Fran McCaffrey boil over in frustration? I know there was an instance last night with the clipboard, but for the most part, I felt that he was restrained. But at some point in time, we're going to see Fran's anger, are we not?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. You hope that it's not like it was or has been a few times. You know, what was it, Wisconsin, you know, where he really came unglued. I was there front row for Michigan State when I was at the Gazette, you know, 6 years ago, and I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen, but, you know, it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for him, and, you know, of course, his son, Connor, had another procedure, you know, yesterday for a tonsillectomy, so not only not playing, which that's probably secondary, but he's, you know, recovering from another, you know, medical procedure, and it's been a rough year for him on that front. So I think it's probably inevitable, but you hope that it doesn't. You know, this team really needs probably better coaching at this point. You know, I mean, the same mistakes they're making right now, they've made for 2 years. And, you know, some of it's personnel based. They don't have the personnel to do some things right, but some of it is, you know, after a while, is the message getting lost, and or is it applying to this team? I think right now they're in dangerous territory where if you blow up, will they start to ignore your message? You know, last night they said, you know, and some of the players afterwards, you know, Tyler Cook, Jordan Bohannon, and Cordell Pemsel, you know, smart sophomore players said, you know, we're not really looking at the volume of the message as much as it is what is he trying to say. And if that's the case, then, you know, he blows up a few more times, then they'll start to tune him out completely, and that could be really rough territory for this team, which is unfortunate because I think Fran's done a really good job at Iowa, and this might be his, you know, Dr. Tom had this type of season in 89-90 where they went 11 and 19 and 4-14 in the Big Ten once they lost everybody. So these seasons happen. It's just you hate living through them if you're an Iowa fan and a player right now.
Is there any concern about the act wearing a little bit thin? Because we talked about it. He's never had a season where the expectations weren't necessarily met. He's kind of skated by to this point. He's won when he's needed to. This is really the first sign of big-time adversity in Fran McCaffrey's tenure in Iowa City.
Yeah, anytime you start to underperform and do it so, in rough fashion like this year, I think that there is a fear that, people overlooked some of the blow-ups. They overlooked some of the deficiencies in the past because, you still won games. I mean, even last year, they made it, they had a wholesale group of changes except for Peter Jock. So you looked at that team and you thought, this is going to be kind of a struggle year. And you get to the NIT and you're within striking distance of the NCAA. You beat the top three teams in the league and you think, okay, this team's got a chance to really do some good things. And but when it doesn't happen, then people start to magnify the issues. Defense, it's never been good, that sort of thing. The blow-ups, they get magnified. So you have to be careful in these situations and try to, because he's got some equity. He's done some good things. And I know people are trying to say this is year eight and it should be better. Well, I don't buy that. I was there for years one and two, and that's not all on him. But I do think the message can get lost publicly as much as it can be internally if you do blow up and people start to wonder, okay, are you in control here? Is this going to get better? And so I think this point going forward, it could be a lot of concerns.
Yeah, we were there for years -3, -2, and -1 during the Todd Licklider era too, so we know how really bad it can get. But you look at this team, you got Tyler Cook, you got Jordan Bohannon. What are the odds that Luka Garza can be that third scoring option on a consistent basis for Iowa in Big Ten play?
I think this year that might be a bit of a stretch. I think he's still a freshman, and he's at a position where freshmen tend to struggle just because they're getting used to the pace of play. The physicality of Big Ten play is going to catch up. I mean, just wait till he plays Wisconsin or Michigan State and really has to move his feet better in the post and anticipate where the ball is coming from. This isn't like high school ball, and even in the Washington, D.C. area. So I think he's capable of scoring more points. But playing that position to where it needs to be played is probably not, I would say that would be trying to go too far with him. However, I think the player that really needs to step up is Isaiah Mott. He's been inconsistent. He's in his third year in the program. He had a redshirt year. He's shown that he's capable of scoring, but he needs to do it on a consistent basis, because if he doesn't do that, then all the bees are going to be attracted to, Jordan Bohannon. Everybody's going to go after him. Tyler Cook will get his, but you need that third scorer. Peter Jock certainly was that way last year, and I don't think anybody's of his talent shooting-wise. However, if Moss can be a capable scorer repeatedly, that'll spread it out and, spread the floor on the offensive end and really enable Jordan Bohannon to do what he's capable of doing, which I think he's, one of the top five shooters in the Big Ten, and certainly one of the better point guards as a distributor, that's for sure.
What about Nicholas Baer? Do you get the sense that he's still trying to find his legs underneath him after returning from injury in mid-November? What kind of role does he need to play from here on out?
I think he's fine. I think the issue with him is he's always been that great energy guy off the bench. Bring him in, have him play between 16 and 20 minutes a game, affect change, go after loose balls, get tough rebounds, be that tenacious player, and I think he's capable of that. He's not the type of guy that you rely on to score a lot. He's not the, hey, we're going to design this play in this situation for Nicholas Baer. You don't really do that. And that doesn't mean he doesn't have value, because he certainly does. I mean, sixth man of the year last year. So I don't know that his role is to, be a 14-point guy every night, seven rebounds. I think it's to do all kinds of different things. So I think along those lines, it's got to be other players coming. And, that second guard slot, whether it's Maishi Daly or whether it's Isaiah Moss, I think that's where it needs to be effective, because if that position can be a solid, you know, 15-point-a-night guy, then that enables Nicholas Baer to do his work. That enables Jordan Bohannon to do his work. So I think from a scoring perspective, the number two guard is where Iowa needs more consistency to enable everybody else to benefit from that.
What does this team need to do in order to compete with Ohio State?
It needs to defend better. I mean, you know, last night, you know, it's 10-10, and, you know, 8 minutes into the game, Iowa's had the lead. You know, they looked like they were okay. And then all of a sudden, they couldn't score. And then their transition defense was in shambles. They just really struggle in scramble situations defensively. And then, you know, struggled defending the three. I don't think Ohio State's quite there on that end, but, you know, they've got some athletes. So, you know, whereas Iowa wants to run, I think Ohio State is different than it has been in the past. It has good players. So I think it just needs to find ways to match up better in the half court. Don't get overextended. Allow, you know, don't allow dribble drive to kill you all the time like it did last night. And, you know, I think they can hang. I do think Iowa's going to win games. It's going to win games against opponents that people will say, how do they do that? And this might be one of them. It's just, can they do it, you know, possession by possession defensively? We haven't seen that yet this year, but I think they're capable of doing it. And I think Ohio State is a team that Iowa can beat when it plays well.
How big of a loss do you think that Connor McCaffrey is going to be moving forward? It doesn't look like he's going to play the rest of this 2017 season. It's been a tough time for him to get healthy, but it looked like when he was in there, at least they were able to move Jordan Bohannon to the wing and take a little bit of pressure off of him.
Yeah, that's the real struggle for Iowa right now, is can they find a guy who can facilitate the offense, take pressure off Jordan Bohannon, and move the basketball around. I mean, I think Connor McCaffrey, what he did show was he was an unselfish player who took care of the ball, who understood the game, and I think that was really helpful in the short period of time he was in there, even though he wasn't completely healthy. They need to find that player, you know, and I don't know that it's Brady Ellingson. I think Maishi Daly can really step in, you know, as the second point guard, because he has some of the skills that Iowa lacks. You know, he's quick. He's, you know, he's a left-handed shooter from the perimeter who can do some good things there. But, you know, really he's a slasher, long, athletic. And so I think if he can make that role and be consistent with it, then I think he kind of masked the issues that Connor McCaffrey would have provided. But, you know, can he do that consistently? We don't know that yet. So I do think it's an issue. I don't think it's a major one, but I think it's, you know, he's certainly a player that could have helped the backcourt in a lot of situations, because I worry for Jordan Bohannon's sake on wear and tear. You know, what happens if he you know, strains a calf muscle or gets a, you know, sprains an ankle, you know, and plantar fasciitis last March. You know, if any of those issues come up again, this team is really, really in trouble.
Scott Docterman with us for just a few more seconds from Landa10.com. Let's pivot to football really quick. The big news today, not unexpected, Josh Jackson leaving the Hawkeyes. I'll ask you our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Do you think Josh Jackson's a first-round talent?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's somewhere in the, you know, at lowest, probably 20th in the draft. And the difference between him and, say, Desmond King, who was, you know, an amazing football player, is Josh checks all those tangible boxes. He's a little bit longer. You know, he's 6'1", longer arms, longer, you know, better change of direction and speed. So I think he's definitely a first-round talent, you know, probably top half of the first round. You know, now is he as good of a football player as Desmond King? That remains to be seen. But, oh, I think without a doubt he's a first-round talent for the Hawkeyes. And, you know, I don't see him going past, say, Dallas at 19. I think he's you know, a lot of teams need cornerbacks in the top half of the first round.
The other bit of news today, not unexpected. As a matter of fact, you may have been among the guys that were joking around about it with me out in New York City last week, but Tyler Wieger's transferring out of the program. He'll join Eastern Michigan as a graduate assistant. That opens up the backup quarterback job behind Nate Stanley. So who do you think ultimately holds down the number two spot next September?
I think it's going to be, you know, either Spencer Petras who comes in or Peyton Manziel, you know, who redshirted this year. I think one of the two is going to win that job. You know, Petras is coming in to be a, you know, at this semester. So he's going to have the chance to battle all spring to prove he's in that role. You know, it could be a lot like, you know, what Nate Stanley was 2 years ago, where the easy decision would have been, okay, we'll just leave Uyghurs there as the number two and redshirt Stanley. But if Petras is the number two guy, you know, I could see him winning it. You know, he fits the profile. But then again, you know, Peyton Manziel came here and he was given an opportunity. And you know, they seem to like him quite a bit. So I think it's going to come down to a really healthy competition between those two. And I'm kind of disregarding Ryan Boyle, but he hasn't really done anything to suggest that he's going to be the number two. So I like the two new guys. I think they have a chance to really compete for that job.
Scott, we appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight, and hopefully, like myself, you've thawed out a little bit from the Pinstripe Bowl. Although, what we've dealt with here in eastern Iowa the last couple days makes New York City and that open-air press box at Yankee Stadium seem downright tropical.
Exactly. I probably would survive it a lot better now had I spent a couple of days outside here in Iowa shoveling my walk like I have several times.
Hard to believe that football season's in the rearview. Well, football season's never really truly in the rearview mirror. We'll be talking about spring football before you know it. Thanks for the time, Scott.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Alex.
Scott Docterman from the landof10.com. I think I shared the anecdote on the show when I got back from New York City. Alex, you may not have heard this, but Scott identified himself as being with the Gazette during one of the Q&A sessions at the Pinstripe Bowl, and I think it was during the post game, and I think it was because Scott was probably partially frozen, yeah, as were all of us, but it was a moment of levity in the post game news conference. Scott corrected himself, of course, a former Cedar Rapids Gazette writer, now with Atlanta10.com, a great website. He and Bobby Legeste do a really good job of covering the Hawkeyes, and anticipate probably some more roster news over the next couple weeks as players make their decisions. But right now, now's the time for guys like Tyler Uyghurs, who have graduated, to make that move so that they can enroll and wind up at their new schools moving forward. And it's always a time for astute Hawkeye fans to keep an eye on Twitter to see which of the non-seniors pop up with accounts. Josh Jackson, by the way, is on Twitter. He made his announcement today, though, on Instagram. So,
is it also time for Mel Kuhn Jr.'s Josh Jackson evaluation? No.
I think that's coming. We'll hold off on that a little bit closer to the draft. But if you would like to give us your own evaluation, is Josh Jackson a first-round draft pick? Yes or no? It's the Emil's Hideaway poll question. You can find out where you can find Emil's on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Go to kgymradio.com to cast your vote. When we return, we'll have Kyle with another big board update for you, and then Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, is going to stop by for a little bit of a chat. UNI also in an 0-2 hole in Missouri Valley play. UNI, Iowa State, and Iowa, a combined 0-7. In conference play. Meanwhile, you've got 2-0 Drake welcoming fellow undefeated MVC team Illinois State to the Knapp Center tonight in Des Moines. We'll talk about that and more with Gary in just a few minutes.
Get out of the cold and warm up with some Hot Stove Baseball. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will host the 22nd annual Hot Stove Banquet Wednesday, January 17th at the East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and a special visit from the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, featuring former Colonels and current Twins Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, along with radio broadcaster Chris Atterbury. Tickets are $45 and all proceeds benefit the Colonels Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonels Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, counter steer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is it just me, or did that guy in the Army National Guard commercial sound a little bit like Brian Ferentz?
Darren College?
Were you paying attention to that?
I was.
The voices were a little similar.
Former Green Bay Packer, right?
Was that? I wasn't even paying attention to who it was. I heard the voice, and I was like, that guy sounds like Brian.
I think all football coaches sound exactly the same for the most part, so I'm not the right person to ask.
We were listening to a little audio of the Air Force's hockey coach earlier today in the office. I've got to do a better job of this, of bringing some of the stuff that I find enjoyable and getting it on the air for other people to consume. But it was, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't run across it yet on social media, but the Air Force hockey coach telling a long, long story. It was a rant, basically. And in the middle of the rant, he talks about meeting Santa Claus and how much Santa enjoys drinking a few pops, if you know what I mean.
Is it suitable for air?
You know what? I'll see if I can grab it, and we'll play it in the 6 o'clock hour if I can go take care of that. Gary Ryman is going to be joining us coming up in just a little bit. 6 o'clock showdown on the way as well tonight. Coming up at 6:35, you're going to have a chance to take in the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders as they welcome the Youngstown Phantoms to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena Saturday night for Star Wars night. That's all to come, but before we can get there, we've got to get to the halfway point with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa cornerback Josh Jackson made it official this morning, announcing on his Instagram that he'd be foregoing his senior season and entering the NFL draft. Iowa was the only Power 5 school to offer the unanimous All-American a scholarship, and he's now a likely first-round pick. In another not totally unexpected move, quarterback Tyler Wiegers will be joining Eastern Michigan as a graduate transfer. The Iowa basketball team snapped its 5-game winning streak, falling to Michigan last night 75-68. A 22-4 run by the Wolverines midway through the first half left the Hawkeyes down 15, and it never really got very close after that. Iowa's going to try to shore up some defensive issues before hosting Ohio State tomorrow. The Iowa women are off to a fantastic start, led by Megan Gustafson, and this evening she was named the National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. In two Big Ten victories last week, she averaged 24 points, 13.5 rebounds, and 3.5 blocks on 61% from the floor. College Sports Madness released its top 44 baseball poll today, and Rick Heller has his reigning Big Ten tourney champion team ranked 44th. The Hawkeyes are coming off the program's first Big Ten tournament title and return a pair of All-Big Ten selections and freshman All-Americans. Big wrestling news today, as it was confirmed that freshman Spencer Lee will start for the Hawkeyes on Friday. That's going to be the much-anticipated debut for the nation's top recruit of 2017. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the Iowa State women taking on 6th-ranked Baylor in Waco. That's going to begin right at 7 o'clock, and we'll have that on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Now, they had a great discussion about that on the gym class earlier today with Mark Ironside. He has wrestled this year, but he's been wrestling unattached. Looked very good at the Midlands, and this has been, I think, part of the plan for quite a while, and Iowa certainly got a little mileage out of that the other day by teasing on their Twitter feed the cover to the program for Friday night's duel with the Spartans, putting Spencer Lee on the cover. But the Hawkeyes have never had a 4-time national champion. And in the words of Mark Ironside, and don't take my word for it, you can go listen to the podcast at KGYMradio.com, but Mark Ironside says this may be their best chance that they're ever going to have for that. That's a lot of pressure, but the young man is certainly up to it, a highly, highly coveted recruit. And we'll see Friday night as Iowa hosts Michigan State. Kind of gives folks a reason to go to Carver Hawkeye Arena for that one. The actual competition between Iowa and Michigan State probably wasn't going to be all that great, but what do I know? I do know Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, is set to join us next. They are going to be in Springfield, Missouri tomorrow to take on Missouri State. Hear what he has to say next.
This bottom-of-the-hour SportsCenter update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Joel Embiid out. A handful of San Antonio Spurs out. Isaiah Thomas out. Although you knew Isaiah Thomas would not be playing tonight as the Cavaliers made the first of their two trips into Boston. Cleveland had IT make his debut last night coming off a hip injury from back in the Eastern Conference Finals when he was in Boston. 17 points, 19 minutes last night for the Cavaliers at home. Now Cleveland has decided they're going to put Isaiah Thomas on the bench tonight. He will not play. Cavaliers and Celtics tip coming up about 90 minutes from now from Boston. Game one of an ESPN doubleheader beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Game number two will be the Thunder and the Lakers. As for the Sixers and the Spurs, San Antonio is going to sit Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, Danny Green, Manu Ginobili, and also Rudy Gay. They're all sitting because of rest. Meanwhile, no Joel Embiid. He is not going to play tonight for Philadelphia because he's dealing with a hand injury. And the Northeast is expected to get a nor'easter, or it's also known as a blizzard. Bill Belichick has told his Patriots players, do not be late tomorrow. You'll be sent home from practice.
Hey, it's the guys. Join us Thursday. Dominique Foxworth is in as our guest co-host. We love having him. And Chris Sims will join us, and he'll tell us all his 53rd best quarterback in the NFL. That's Thursday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Stu Gatz, on ESPN Radio.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player, a veteran, one who's known to perform under pressure. At Valvoline, we believe great performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why there's Valvoline Max Life. After 75,000 miles, use Valvoline Max Life to treat the hidden signs of aging and help extend the life of your engine. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life and a filter for $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
5:35. Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with you on a Wednesday. Again, the short week due to New Year's being on a Monday, so today sort of feels like a Tuesday. We're going to go through this all week. What do we do on Wednesdays? Well, we catch up with the voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima, set to join us on the program. And we talked yesterday, Gary, about New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure you're a man that makes a New Year's resolution. I'm going to go ahead and guess that your resolution probably involves calling a UNI MVC victory one of these days.
Yeah, that's exactly what my resolution is, that I'm going to call a bunch of UNI Panther wins in 2018, and it needs to start like real fast with this basketball team. Been a little bit of a struggle here of late, but I think we'll get the ship righted. We'll get things straightened out. I didn't get a chance to hear you guys yesterday. What did you guys make for New Year's resolution?
Well, it wasn't our resolutions. We were going over some resolutions of some other people that we thought, silly radio stuff. So what gives with the team right now, Gary? Because I watched a little bit of the Southern Illinois game, and they had not had much success coming to Cedar Falls and the McLeod Center. They wind up getting a 3-point victory, and then Bradley just took it to the Panthers on Sunday.
Yeah, just first of all, the Southern Illinois game was really frustrating because you're right. They hadn't won in the McLeod Center since the building opened up. They were 0-11. In fact, they hadn't won in Cedar Falls in their last 14 times coming to Cedar Falls. And the last time they won, their head coach was Bruce Weber. That's how long ago it had been since they'd come into Cedar Falls and beat us on our home court. And the Panthers, even though they had lost to Iowa State and lost to Xavier in those last two non-conference games, felt like they were playing good basketball, that they were ready to get off to a good start in the league. So when they just had an off game, I mean, couldn't shoot it, defended good enough to win, but just could not shoot the basketball at home in that conference opener, and you get beat 56-53, frustrating to say the least. And you think, well, go on the road Sunday. Let's see if we can knock off this Bradley Braves team and even up the record at 1-1. And really, the offensive struggles continue. Just couldn't shoot it. Just cannot get any offense out of the inside guys right now. And Bradley's a much improved team. I think they got some outstanding talent. There's a reason they've got 11 wins now already this year. And they put it on us pretty good, even though we looked good for about 25 minutes, Todd. We were up 39-34 5 minutes into the second half, and then they went on like a 31-6 run and just put us away. So I know Coach Jacobson talks a lot about the defense, and the defense has got to definitely get better. Our transition defense was not good on Sunday, but I'm concerned offensively. I think we got to get some things figured out at the offensive end, or it's going to be a struggle here moving forward.
Let's talk about Bennett Cook and Clint Carlson on the offensive end of the court. Bennett Cook the other night, 3 shots. He's hitting a little bit of a wall here. And Clint Carlson, I think we know that he's a little bit of a streaky player, but is it kind of a tough pill to swallow when those two guys who are expected to be key contributors offensively only combine for 3 shots against Bradley?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And we cannot have another game where Clint Carlson doesn't take a shot. I mean, Clint's got to shoot the basketball. He's too big of a offensive threat. He has too many things he can do for us offensively. He's got to put some shots up. And I still can't, just boggles my mind to think that he would play. Even though he only logged 17 minutes, got himself in a little bit of foul trouble, nothing serious. But to play 17 minutes and not put up a shot with what he brings to us offensively, I just don't get it. So we got to get some offense out of him and Bennett Cook. They're just they don't have to necessarily carry the team, but you got to get some points out of them. Isaiah Brown did a good job, and we know we could get some scoring from Spencer Haldeman and Wyatt Lowhouse, but the ball's got to get in the hands of Bennett Cook. He's got to get more than 3 shots. Clint's got to get some shots up, whether it's on those little hook shots of his or his drives into the lane or hitting a couple of outside threes. Something offensively has got to get figured out with those two guys, because moving forward, if we want to win ball games, those two guys have got to put some points up for us.
Talking Panther basketball with the voice of UNI Athletics, Gary Rima, on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show here on all 3 KGYM frequencies. Tomorrow night, things don't get any easier. Missouri State, these two teams were thought at the beginning of the year to go 1-2 in the MVC, and things could still go that way. There's a lot of basketball left to be played, but they haven't seen each other since St. Louis.
Yeah, and this is a really good Missouri State team. There's a reason they were picked to win the league. They're having a good start to the season. They've got the preseason player of the year in Alize Johnson. The guy's a double-double machine. Last year, you know, averaged double-figure scoring, right around double-figure rebounds. And this year, 15 games into the season, they're 2-0 to start the league, and he's averaging a double-double again. 6'9" kid. He's going to be a load to handle. But they've got some other, you know, good players around him, and this without a doubt is Paul Lusk's best team. And he's been on the hot seat there in Springfield, Missouri for a number of years, but his contract was out so far, and the Bears didn't really have the money to buy him out, so he just was kind of hanging in there. Now all of a sudden he's got a great team, and I think they're starting to love him a little bit down there in Springfield. But for the Panthers to start 0-2 and now have to go play at the preseason favorite's house where they're 6-1 on the year and rarely lose at home and just came off a big win over Valparaiso on the road. We got our hands full, but this is when the Panther team seems to do things that we don't expect them to do. I don't think anybody expected UNI basketball to go to the Battle for Atlantis and make it to the championship game by beating SMU and North Carolina State. And I'm not sure a lot of people thought that they would have the ability to knock off a very good UNLV team, UT Arlington. So I think this Panther team has got a great shot to go there tomorrow. And I think some would call it a mild upset in the league now if UNI goes in there and beats Missouri State. But I think this Panther team has got a shot tomorrow to right the ship and get right back in this thing.
You mentioned Alize Johnson, but they got a guy coming off the bench, too. This is a great basketball name. I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but Reggie Scurry. That guy just sounds like he'd be a pest.
Yeah. They have some great basketball names, and he is one of them. That's the thing with this team this year, Todd, is they're deep. He's got a good bench. He's got players around Alize Johnson that make him a really solid ball club. So that they got the best RPI now in the league. They got like a 62 RPI, and as I mentioned, a really tough team at home. So got our hands full come tomorrow night. It's been a tough place to go win in recent years. Panthers got to find a way to get that first Valley win of the year tomorrow on the road, and we'll see what happens.
Gary, I think from Taiwan Pickford, we've seen what we expected from him. Flashes of brilliance, a little bit of growing pains for a freshman. He's played over 25 minutes the last three games. Is there any concern about him hitting that proverbial freshman wall? Do you expect Coach Jacobson to keep that in mind, or is this just a situation where he's going to have to play that much?
Well, I think his minutes could slide just a little bit. He may go from 25 or 26 minutes a game to between 20 and 25. With the way Wyatt Lowhouse now, he's ready to play more minutes, and Spencer Haldeman is healthy to play, and we saw Coach Jacobson use five guys off the bench on Sunday. So, but Pick's going to have to play 20 plus minutes a game, and when he's rolling and he's playing great and rebounding and scoring, he may have some games he plays over 25 minutes, but. I don't think they're concerned with him hitting that freshman wall. I think he's a really solid kid. He doesn't act like a freshman, doesn't play like a freshman. So I don't think they're concerned with that. They didn't get too concerned about that last year with Juwan McLeod at the point guard spot. They played him at that spot all season long. So I think Pick's pretty well solidified himself in that starting lineup, and also a guy that he's going to get you 22 to 25 to 26 minutes a game.
So a few more minutes here with UNI play-by-play voice Gary Rima. You brought up Spencer Haldeman. It sounds like he's back at practice, but how close to 100% is he? And is there a plan to maybe handle him with kid gloves a little bit here to prove that he's healthy?
He was not 100% healthy on Sunday and did play, and I thought played pretty darn good. You know, the problem with back spasms and a back injury is you just never know when it might flare back up. He has been practicing. He's still getting some treatments. I don't expect him to be 100% tomorrow night, and it's one of those deals where he might feel really good on the flight there today and, and get off the plane and get up tomorrow morning, and his back might bother him a little bit, but it may be something he just has to kind of play through here over the next few games or few weeks. But anytime it's a back issue, you're always concerned that even once he gets healthy again, that it could flare up again. But we need Spencer. Not making excuses, but without his offense against Southern Illinois, I really think that was the difference. That was a crazy game because they had a guy going through the exact same back issues that Spencer was, and then he had some chiropractic work done and a few other things done and went through warm-ups in Bartley, the transfer from St. Louis for the Salukis, and he ends up playing when they didn't think they were going to have him, and he hits 4 3-point shots in the game that was pretty much the difference in that game with him playing. And then we had a guy with back issues, and Spencer just couldn't go. I mean, you could see the way he was walking around prior to that game. There's no way he was going to be able to play. It's just crazy how those things can work out. But I think Spencer is going to tough it out and just play through some pain, and you hope he can get back to 100% healthy and then stay that way, because offensively, he's really done a pretty solid job, been really one of the steadier guys offensively for us so far this season.
You mentioned Isaiah Brown earlier, and he's interesting to me because he's a 6'7 wing player, and that's definitely a matchup nightmare in college basketball. Just a sophomore, his minutes have increased to over 24 a game. He was averaging about 10 last year. Is this a guy whose contributions could go up and up as the season goes along as he builds confidence?
Absolutely, Alex. He's really starting to come into his own right now. You can see the confidence that he's playing with now. I think being locked into that starting lineup, you know, from game one until now has really helped his confidence. I thought on Sunday at Bradley, he shot the ball with as much confidence as I've ever seen him shoot it. Now, he missed some shots, but, you know, sometimes younger guys will miss a couple of shots and then they'll go a little bit into the shell and they won't want to shoot it again. That didn't bother him. He was hunting shots. He was finding good shots. He really kept us in that game and actually got us out to the 5-point lead in the second half. He hit the first 9 points we scored in the second half with 3 made threes and fell off a little bit after that. But offensively, I think he's just starting to really show us what he can do at the offensive end. And I look for him. Now, he may not get a 17 points every game, but I think we're going to see him be a little bit more consistent offensive player, looking for shots, hitting that mid-range jumper, and also not afraid to shoot the three-point shot.
You and I and Missouri State tomorrow night. Panthers looking to break into the win column in the MVC. Big game in the conference. Before we let you go tonight, Gary, I got to get your thoughts on what Nico Medved's been doing with the Drake Bulldogs this year. They got Illinois State tonight, and Drake sitting atop the conference. Nobody saw that coming.
Well, and guys, if you just look at Division I basketball in the state of Iowa, if you'd have told me that you and I, Iowa State, and Iowa would be either 0-2 or 0-3 to start their conference play, and it would be the Drake Bulldogs that would be unbeaten at 2-0, I think we ought to have said, whoa, you're out of your mind. I mean, what are you talking about? But that's where we're sitting right now in the state of Iowa in Division I college basketball. Yeah, following Drake at the start of the season, I thought, man, that they are going to be improved. They're going to be a team that's going to give some people some fits the way they could shoot the ball, and they were getting some decent inside play, too, with the one big guy that they did play regularly with their four guards. And then I saw them in person, and I saw Iowa put it on them pretty good in the high B classic. So that, well, you know, they got some work to do, but I think my initial thought on that they were going to cause problems for team in our league is coming true, because they play that four guard offense. They've got the shooters. Reed Timmer can really fill it up. And you know, Nico's doing it with pretty much a lot of the same names and same guys that played for him last year. I think it's just a whole different confidence with them, and maybe a little new approach on attitude and the allowing the players to shoot the ball and not worry about if you miss, you're going to come out type thing. So there's kind of a new attitude around that basketball program. So they're going to be a good team. Now, can they finish in the top half of the league? We'll have to see. But I looking at the UNI Drake matchups, I got a feeling both those games will be really competitive this year because of what Nico Medved's doing with that ball club.
Good start to Gary's segments with us in 2018. We just got to take care of one thing, and that's getting some Panther W's. Maybe that starts tomorrow night in Springfield. Appreciate it as always, Gary.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us as he does every Wednesday, and that's a tough start. And look,
yes, it is.
0-2. Iowa State's 0-2. Iowa falls to 0-3 last night after losing to Michigan. And yeah, Drake, nobody saw Drake doing what the Bulldogs have done in the early going. Nico Medved, the very, very early leader in the clubhouse for MVC Coach of the Year honors.
They went on the road and beat SIU, and they beat Bradley at home. That's Drake's start to the Missouri Valley Conference schedule. So the two teams that you and I lost to, Drake has taken care of, one of which on the road. So a very good start for them and a really, really terrible start for the rest of the Iowa teams in Division I basketball.
It's a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. Illinois State coming to town. I know the Nico Medved and the folks at Drake were trying to pump up the attendance tonight at the Knapp Center on social media earlier today, so we'll see whether Drake can continue its, I don't want to say string of luck. The Bulldogs have been playing really good basketball. 319-366-1600, that's the Hurtine and Stocker text line. You're going to need to use that number also before 7 o'clock tonight. We've got a pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on the Youngstown Phantoms Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It's Star Wars night. Again, we'll get you an opportunity to put those in your hands sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. Step aside, take a quick time out. We come back. Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. More on the way after this.
At TCB Pool Hall in Iowa City, there won't be any jerks hanging over your shoulder screwing up your shot because they rent their full-size pool tables by the hour. And they got 10 of them, so that table's yours. Sunday and Mondays come in and play free. Yes, I said free. General jocularity prevails. There's always interesting drinks, specials, darts, video games, and a full-size shuffleboard table, which, as we know, is the world's best drinking game. Play pool, drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo's Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
It's a girls' Wombat Conference interdivisional matchup this Friday night on the South Gym. Join Morgan Hawk and Eric Peterson this Friday at 7:30 on 106.3 FM as Clear Creek Amana hosts Central DeWitt. The Clippers and Sabres are both looking to break out over the 500 mark in this first game after the holiday break. That's girls WOMAC basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Central DeWitt at Clear Creek Amana. Friday night at 7:30 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
LowTUSA.com is a website that you need to check out if you are a guy who looks at yourself in the rearview mirror every day and asks if there is something wrong with you. You can't quite put your finger on it, but you just don't feel like you used to. Maybe you've just gotten a little bit older, carrying a little extra weight around the midsection. Maybe your memory's not as good as it used to be. Maybe your performance at your job or at home in the bedroom isn't exactly what it used to be. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. LowTUSA.com is the website to go to. You're going to learn about Mantality. It is a local men's health clinic in North Liberty that can get you feeling like your old self again. Mantality taking appointments right now online. It is unlike any doctor's office you've ever been to. And yes, it is a visit to a doctor's office. You're dealing with board-certified physicians, nurse practitioners. This is an honest-to-goodness health checkup. They can check your levels of testosterone. If they are low, they can get you on the path toward feeling like your old self again. The best part is they've got a 90% success rate when it comes to treating men for low testosterone, regardless of the physical condition of the patients. Guys can be out of shape. Guys can be weightlifters, former NFL players. It doesn't matter. almost always successful. LowTUSA.com. Again, the website, you'll learn more about Mantality. 5:55, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. We're going to get you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Plenty more to come, including the 6 o'clock showdown. And as we alluded to earlier here in hour number two of the program tonight, the Air Force hockey coach, Frank Serratore, talking about meeting Santa Claus at a bar in San Francisco. I don't want to spoil the rest of it, but needless to say, I discovered this man today for the first time. I was listening to some of his former press conferences. We may have somebody who can give Mike Leach a run for his money as far as interesting press conferences go. You'll hear from him to lead off hour number three. So give us just a couple minutes here, and we're going to give you the best audio we can possibly bring you today. Before we can do that, I guess that implies this isn't the best audio that we can... Well, that's neither here nor there. What it is a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle.
Iowa cornerback Josh Jackson made it official this morning, announcing on his Instagram that he'd be foregoing his senior season and entering the NFL draft. Iowa was the only Power 5 school to offer the unanimous All-American a scholarship, and he's now a likely first-round pick. In another not totally unexpected move, quarterback Tyler Wiegers will be joining Eastern Michigan as a graduate transfer. The Iowa basketball team snapped its 5-game winning streak, falling to Michigan last night 75-68. A 22-4 run by the Wolverines midway through the first half left the Hawkeyes down 15, and it really never got very close after that. Iowa's going to try to shore up some defensive issues before hosting Ohio State tomorrow night. The Iowa women are off to a fantastic start, led by Megan Gustafson, and this evening she was named the National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. In two Big Ten victories last week, she averaged 24 points, 13.5 rebounds, and 3.5 blocks on 61% from the floor. College Sports Madness released its top 44 baseball poll today, and Rick Heller has his reigning Big Ten tourney champion team ranked 44th. The Hawkeyes are coming off the program's first Big Ten tourney title and return a pair of All-Big Ten selections and freshman All-Americans. Big wrestling news today, as it was confirmed that freshman Spencer Lee will start for the Hawkeyes on Friday. That's going to be the much-anticipated debut for the nation's top recruit of 2017. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the Iowa State women taking on 6th-ranked Baylor in Waco. That'll begin right at 7 o'clock, and we'll have that on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
All right, so Frank Serratore has been the hockey coach at Air Force since 1997. Been around a long time, and today is the first time I've ever heard of him. And
same.
This audio clip has been making the round on Twitter and various social media forums. If you haven't heard it, you're not going to want to miss it. We'll bring it to you next.
We alarm our houses